Tá cheio até mesmo que pegou agora. Can she get in?
Yeah,
Okay, so that in terms of what we've covered today, the verse, there was the verse on reliance on the virtuous friend, the root of the path, and then generally training the mind in the stages of the path, and the inspirational urge to take the essence of this freedom and endowment we have, and then the way of taking that essence, and that is the common paths of the initial, which brings us to the common paths of the initial being, common path of the intermediate being, and common path of the great being. So we are explaining the common path of the initial being, which has the two aspects of thinking to accomplish the purpose of future lives, and the methods that bring about happiness in future lives. So to move one's mind to thinking about future lives, with reflect on impermanence and the suffering of lower realms, unfortunate states, and then the methods that bring about happiness, that which will cause us to have a good or happy rebirth, being refuge, and then most importantly, cause and effect, and creating actions in accordance with cause and effect. So we have this, moreover, your success, half of verse 11. And so doing depends on your considering thoroughly which are the black or the white karmic actions together with their results, and then living accordingly to the guides of what is to be adopted or rejected. Okay, so we completed talking about refuge this morning, and then we came to action and effect, and so that we need to act in accordance with action and effect, for example, to create the cause of obtaining a good rebirth. And so one looks at white or virtuous karma and its results, and black non-virtuous karma, and determined to act in accordance with this. And so then you have the general aspects of karma and the specific aspects, and often we explain the 10 virtues and the 10 non-virtues, and I just want to remind you of this here, not necessarily going into an explanation. Then if we look at virtue, either of the 10 virtues or 10 non-virtues, then there one creates them in a more powerful or a weaker way. One can create them in strong or weaker ways. So, for example, with creating strong virtue, this relates to the field, the thought, the nature, basis. Basis. Field, thought, nature, and basis. Okay, so to create, for example, strong virtue, whether it's the ten virtues or whatever virtue one is creating. So when we use the field, term field, this relates like to the field of qualities. So someone who has realizations when we create a virtue, this positive action, then it's stronger because they have a field of qualities. Well, yeah?
Carry on, I might get what you're talking about.
All right, so the term is field, but it's a little bit, it's literally field. But this can refer to like field because those with qualities, like the realizations of the path, or when you create a positive action in relationship to that person or persons, then it's a more powerful action.
The recipient to whom you're...
Not necessarily the recipient, but whatever you do.
Those positive actions go out into... Is it like exchange. A field around...
No, because it's a little bit like the basis, except it's not. It translates as the field. It's the object in which, I mean, literally we would just say object. Going shing in a deer. Yeah. It's tricky because it literally translates as field, but it doesn't quite. Otherwise, we would actually probably use object. Like the. Yeah, but it can be a person. Like the one with having great qualities. When you create a positive action in relationship to that person being, then that makes it a more powerful positive action than when you're doing it with someone without those great realizations, or someone who the field of benefit, like someone like as your parents who come, you know, giving you much benefit in this lifetime, then when you create a positive action in relationship to them, the action is more powerful. And then you get the opposing side where likewise, because of the when you do a harmful action, non-virtuous action, it is also more powerful because of their qualities,
right,
of benefit or benefit or qualities.
Qualities of object.
Yeah, object of benefit, object of realizations. What's that? And then in terms of being stronger due to thought, so for example on the virtuous side, when you have a really strong intention and aspiration, and if you think of the preliminary and then the action and the completion, that you have a very strong intention and aspiration and you carry out the action, and then afterwards, not necessarily dedication but just the thought that that was a good thing to have done and being happy about it makes it very strong. And sort of likewise on the other side, when you and doing something harmful and it's based on really strong anger, and then you carry it out and you think it was good, you make a very strong harmful action. So both of these are based on your kind of thought.
So if you make a mistake and you're very regretful of it, that's better.
Yene norson samba yena de joba chena de kibra chenbo do. Yeah, so yes, if you regret it, then strong regret makes a difference to purification of it.
Mm.
Okay, and then in terms of nature, being like, for example, if one took generosity as a virtuous action, when what you're giving is like new or a very good quality, then by the nature of the object is a more powerful action. Okay, so then basis is to do with the person who's actually accumulating the virtue. That, for example, if they have vows, well, you know, if you're looking at lay person, like a lay person who has vows, then by their the kind of basis of themselves, then the action becomes more powerful. Or someone having novice vows in ordination makes the actions that they do more powerful. Okay, so then, so these are aspects of karma that's good to know. Then, if we look at the way karma is accumulated, again, this can be stronger or weaker. And we've talked about this before, action or karma that is accumulated and done, that is done but not accumulated, accumulated but not done, and neither accumulated nor done. That, do people remember, or do you want Gisela to go over it? I think go over it. Yeah, you're Okay, so first, that which is done and accumulated, or complete in accumulation and doing, that you, as we said before, you have the motivation to do the action, you then complete or accomplish the action, and you accomplish the action and complete it by feeling that was good. And so you have an action which is both accumulated and done, and it creates the strongest ripening results. And so whether it's virtuous or non-virtuous, this is the strongest way to create an action. Then the next level of strength is that which is accumulated but not done. So that the kind of action that one thinks to do but one never actually does it. And so, for example, in terms of non-virtue, you might have intended to harm someone and have generated the motivation, but you never actually did the action. So it is accumulated but not done. And the same for a virtuous action that you intended to do, but you never did it.
Mm.
So then, done but not accumulated is when there is no motivation. It may be something that's happened. You didn't have any motivation to make it happen. So these different actions of body and speech can be examples of this. For example, in a dream, that in the temporary dream, things may occur, or we're walking on the path and you walk on insects but you had no intention to walk on them. So there's a text that talks about 10 different aspects of this, and he's saying he doesn't recall them all, but something that is merely done, something that is done but not wished to be done, like someone who forced you into doing something, or something that is done in a dream. So there are many examples of these things that are done but not accumulated. Okay, so that and then not done and not accumulated is like there can be just the beginning of the arising of intention, and then you think, oh, that's not right. So for example, some thought to harm others and immediately the regret, that's not right. And so that is not done and not accumulated. But you can also get that with virtuous things which arise, but then you don't accumulate or do. So in this way one gets greater or lesser ripening results. So then, in general, if one was saying, talking about virtuous and non-virtuous karma, this comes back to one's motivation. If it's good motivation, then it's virtuous action, or if it's bad motivation, then it's non-virtuous. And so this example, when they give of a parent who, out of compassion for their child and trying to get their child to behave well, may hit their child, and the hitting of the child is a rough action, but in terms of their motivation, it was to benefit their child. And an example of non-virtue could be, for example, when you're giving food to a pig, and in general, like, the giving of food is a good thing, a virtuous thing, but your intention is to be able to eat the pig. So then it's not a virtuous action. So this is cause and effect. Action was up. Yes. So the lad there, Pavala says, I'm in a gem of Papa de Zambures, de Sena Digmaris, the same Matawa. Yeah, the gem of Tambudis was a Pavala, Kalatri Sigian Shasagian, the gem of the same Matawa, your cigarettes. Okay, so these are the main things to talk about with karma.
Ada kewa cuma lah tendu tuan tuan ni leh di, ane cinta tanda ikan tu kau cuma dah tu melayan kita bersih itu kala, cinta sanjie kumpa dah terbe kumpa sih tuaya kita tuan tuan ni gawar ba, ini yang ko ane dene kewa cuma ni jenis tendu tendu tu ni matap na, ane ko kerja tapa dah sanjie kumpa tuaya itu gawar ba, kesudah.
Okay, so in this way one thinks of future lives and seeing that a suffering or unfortunate state and a happy rebirth depend on virtue or the virtue or non-virtue created. And then in terms of this seeking to attain a good rebirth, happy rebirth, if one looks at the common paths of the initial being, that because it is a common path, then it's associated with the wish to attain liberation or Buddhahood. However, if and one sees and that in seeking to attain these, that one needs to again and again attain a good rebirth, that if one doesn't continually attain a happy rebirth, then one cannot attain liberation and Buddhahood. Okay, so therefore in this text, the next verse looks at that if you gain a good rebirth having special qualities, then this becomes a very powerful rebirth in which to seek to attain liberation and Buddhahood. So the fullest strides of progress in actualizing the supreme path, this is verse 12, will not come about unless you've attained a working basis that is complete with all eight ripe and favorable qualities. So this is the special qualities of a good birth. So supreme paths referring to the attainment of Buddhahood, and this working basis complete with all eight ripe and favorable qualities. So the working basis is generally freedom and endowment, but this these ripened favorable qualities that if you have them complete, then it helps being, it's very powerful for attaining, actualizing Buddhahood, attaining Buddhahood. Yeah, so the eight qualities are long life, pleasing form, high status, having influence, honest or respected. Truthful speech. Influence. So it's like having charisma, like power through reputation, strength of body and mind, and male rebirth.
Male rebirth.
No, you have to look at ripening, propelling karma and completing karma. Anyway, I have a point about this because I've thought about it, but Geshe-la's teaching. So first long life, that you can see that if you have a long life then you have more time to practice, so that's beneficial. Yeah, so then a pleasing form is because this makes a difference when one is trying to explain Dharma or accomplish actions to benefit others. People listen more. Just because the they feel there's something that they. The appearance of the person allows them to listen and actually hear what is instead of being.
Babies will look at a symmetrical face a lot longer.
Right. Pula. Dong nyamba. Nyamba, during a tagres, sigdos. Yeah. It makes a difference.
But still, we should not cherish some more than others, even if they look better.
Well, this is to do with this is a different point. This is to do with qualities that will help you practice.
Maybe the male is not going to have babies to take them away from practicing. So.
Oh, we'll come to that one. We'll come to that one. Okay, rigtor.
Rigtor. There's a practical reason why to be a male for a mother. There's a lot of a mother's time is taken out unconditional for the child.
Okay. Rigtoa.
Rigtoa dero. Rigtoa de ya ti kare ya. Tagi mai na rigtoa la. Tadi rigtoa se de tanga ma ke charo.
So high status doesn't make so much difference. In the previous these days, in previous times it was actually really important, but these times it doesn't matter so much. People don't look at your class status in that sense.
So are these based on a certain time, then that would mean that they are going down the female track again?
Can we come to that one? Okay, Wong Chewa.
Wong Chewa.
Mm. So influence in terms of based on kind of more like wealth and that you can make, for example, you can make material generosity, and that helps you kind of gather people around, and on the basis that one is then showing an unmistaken path, so that wealth again helps you help engage people in unmistaken paths.
Mm.
And also just in general, then one has all the physical conditions one needs to practice Dharma. Tsiktsumpa. And having kind of truthful, reliable speech that it's then when people hear you, they will have confidence in what you say. Whereas someone who kind of just says any old thing, people hear them. You know, I can't think. We have a saying about this. You know, that people who are just unreliable in their speech because they say anything. Whereas this is having this quality of trustworthy speech, so people actually listen. So then influence through reputation or charisma, then again this then people it makes a difference to people actually listening to what you have to say.
It shouldn't do though, you know. A lot of this stuff is kind of like a little bit difficult to take in because it's like it shouldn't make a difference.
But the thing is, it does.
I know.
Awareness, suffering, delusional will. So,
I suppose if you've got somebody who's, you know, like a Aha and Lama, then if they've got a pleasing personality, you are more inclined to be more open to their teachings.
Mm.
Rather than somebody who hasn't got those qualities.
Yeah, I mean, the Nazo, in ordinary life, these things do make a difference. Kind of in an ordinary world.
Because I mean, I was just listening to a teaching like to be careful. Like, you can have very charismatic teachers who are very nice looking and charismatic, and you can end up down the completely wrong path. And I feel like I've experienced that myself.
Yes, so they don't have the other thing.
Yeah, this is.
Well, I mean,
and the more depression,
yeah, this is kind of what I'd say. This is predicated on the other things, as opposed to just them on their own. Do you know what I mean?
It's almost like.
Yeah, that if these things are there, they can make a difference to, well, assuming that you are leading someone with good motivation on a good path.
But surely there must be some ugly teachers in the lineage, I mean.
Well, there's very ordinary people in the lineage. But generally, there's not necessarily everyone beautiful. I mean, also, what was it they reckon? Milarepala, Migtongwa, that's Jungu Yenadeshida. I think it's quite. Zugzawa Yenade, Nazu, Enginala, de Zug, Zugzawa, Ketcha Mambudo, did that's Marwa.
Just for a minute.
I don't know if it's beautiful, and I mean, the West has such a whole thing about beautiful people. I'm not sure if it's quite like that. But the term is Zuzama de Haleva Zeo Zeo Marwa. Yeah, it's simply that when you see them, there's something appealing about them.
Maybe they show
it's not like.
There is a story, you see, in our Buddha time, you know, there's one monk. So his voice is very, when he's chanting, very beautiful. Everybody wants to listen, you know. But his face is very ugly, you know. And then the one, yeah, someone would like to, but someone very happy to standing listen, and he would like to see his face, but he didn't see his face. And then, I think Buddha he himself, you don't see his face, you don't go and look his face. So then, when he see, anyway, he would like to see the monk's face. The monk's face is very, very ugly, you know, very ugly. So, before seeing his face, because of chanting, he has something faith. And then he later see the face, and you know that they were my
yeah. Yeah, he kind of lost the faith.
This is because of
appearance.
It depends on, per se. It makes
a difference.
Difference
appears.
These are just kind of real world conditions, not ideal world conditions, aren't they? These are just kind of, according to the human nature of most people, this is what most people find attractive.
And I think the thing with attractive form, it's not in the West, we, you know, it's not the whole beautiful people thing. It's that when you see them, you don't feel kind of like withdrawing or not really wanting to see them, rather than beautiful, if you know what I mean.
I'm just thinking, we're back in India, if you're born a female from a low caste, no one's going to listen to you. So, you know, if you're born in a Brahmin caste and you're male, unfortunately, you get, you know, you're at that state where people will listen to you. So, just thinking, it's pretty easy to.
Okay, Ludan Sim Tobdan Dema.
Ludasim Tobdatemba. Okay, Ludasim Tobdatemba in that. And you are dual sim shutam arena.
Yeah.
Lam Sanchi Karsole. You are Lam Sanchi Koi. Kare nyabai tu chojo my bashawaro.
So that if one has strong body and mind. That strong body and mind, then this allows one to be, kind of have a very strong joyous effort and accomplish a strong virtue. Now we get to male rebirth.
Mm.
Yeah, so one thing for Māori was if you were going into retreat in a very isolated place, it can be more dangerous for a female in an isolated place than a male. Yeah. I would just kind of, this is my point between being at this summer tomorrow. And so, as women, a lot of our good conditions come because we have good completing karma. If you were just without contraception and the medical systems we have and so on, you could get pregnant at 14, spend every year of your life getting pregnant from there on, and die in, like lots of women did, die in pregnancy with no care, having children in, you know, bottom of trees or wherever, because there were none of the conditions that we have now that keep us healthy and well and allow us to give birth in safe conditions. And that there are a lot of conditions that make women's life very hard that we don't have to meet. And you couldn't own property. I mean, the time thing would come in when women couldn't own property. And your point about India, that a lot of our good conditions as women come from the completing karma of the time we have. And we can make the most of that. But if you took them all away, we'd be pregnant from the time you start. And just year after year after year, whatever happened. And that would be very difficult. I mean, all of our lives would be totally different. Well, we could die so easily in those. The nazo men po kimen ke du la men sa mena de yanju yanju pugo cha yanju yanju pugo da shiru nenga shiwe kien mambo do. I mean, lots of women died in childbirth because of, I mean, if you had no help, none of the help that we have now, so many women died in childbirth. For all the things that we can solve now. So that's my kind of point about why, I mean, it wasn't that easy for men either, but our good conditions.
To.
Not simply my point. Well, I mean, I mean, most people, I mean, really, people are born with celibate instincts.
I guess this is looking at what's advantageous, and to be honest, it's still advantageous to be male, isn't it? You know, generally across the world. You know,
yeah, probably.
If you look at the whole world, more advantaged to be male. It's just.
Yeah, if you're looking at the very ordinary world as it is, often.
But in terms of get the realization, there's
no difference. Yeah. Yeah, so were to gain the realization, no difference between male and female.
Through suffering in a way, and understanding suffering and feeling suffering, you gain.
Yeah, dungam nyunga de so so simana ninji kewa. Cigarette, dungam nyundu de jem ninji kewa.
That's why you see the parent, you know, father and mother. Mother has, the female is the, female has much more much more compassion, love to love other than be jealous and jealous be male
husband.
Because the female has much experience to much more experience to keep the look after the children. Yeah, this is his solemnness. He talked a lot about these things. So the one time I remember, the one time his holiness said he's somewhere he's flying in the airplane, and there's a family there. Family. It's both parents, there's a child there, and then of course daytime they both parents they're looking after the children, and later the father just sleep, you know, he don't take care of the children, so mother is always looking at the children, mother much love the children, much more concerning to the children. My father is just in. Yeah. And also, therefore, his holiness say that man and female, there is a general, there is a different female has a much more compassion. Compassion, generally speaking.
Is it
okay? He talked also about having more women prime ministers for that reason. Heads of countries. Because then there wouldn't be any war. There wouldn't be so much war.
We could hope.
The ones that tend to get
there.
I like that.
Thatcher.
Yeah. So therefore, his holiness is saying to increase the compassion. So women has a much more responsibility.
So men would have to contemplate more about compassion, where it's more natural for women.
Po sa la gom ninji la gom ma gap go and the pomo ranch and the ninji king ninji ke wa ge ken ma bu do. Yeah, so it's like the basis makes a difference, or the kind of conditions to bring about compassion. Okay, so talking about the causes that bring about these things. So
Nepal main tarah se rota chhi Nepal roche se rota to the ceremony
you that course. Okay, so causes for long life are like protecting others' lives, liberating life, you know, those who might would otherwise be killed, giving medicine or helping people who are sick.
Control chunga.
Zopa. So, of pleasing form, having less anger, offering butter lamps, new clothing, flowers. So, power through wealth, influence through wealth, making generosity to those in poverty. Rigtoa. So high status is like respecting elderly people, respecting one's parents. Speaking the qualities of others. Truthful speech. Restraining from any the four non-virtues of speech, of lying, slander, abuse, and idle gossip. Influence through reputation is through not giving rise to pride and respecting others. So you can talk a lot about different aspects of pride. One can be pride because of your standing, your status in society, or pride because of your qualities, or pride because of your wealth. So there are many different causes for pride. Lusim Tobdandema. When the causes for strong body and mind, when other people have things that they can't do, then helping them do them physically, or if someone's distressed and depressed, then comforting them in a mental sense, or helping them mentally, giving food. So then for taking a male form would be like aspiring to a male form in future lives.
Is there none for like being intelligent?
Mingsel Rigva Chewa Shirb Chewa Mingsel Dinan Yongamandwe. Yeah, and this, it's true. Wisdom wasn't meant to lure them. Then most of these conditions relate to physical circumstances.
Paul was saying strong body and mind would be okay.
So you could say it would be included there, but certainly it hasn't been specified as in general within the eight. You do need wisdom. I mean, Sherub Bena de Chu Yong Manwa.
All of these things are wisdom, though, aren't they?
Well, put it this way. Yeah, I mean, as a general thing in the text, they say you need wisdom. Without wisdom, you don't think to practice Dharma or engage in Dharma. Mm. So our need for wisdom and our need for compassion are automatically included in the path in some ways. They're qualities that we need on the path in general.
It's just thinking this is all down to intention as well, because if you looked at this list, you could go, oh, I'll do this to get this and this.
So if you're creating the causes, your intention.
Well, if you have this list, you could look at it and go, I wouldn't mind appointing a form.
The Gulong, the Yusala, the Sosu. Yundendi tomna yabudos gulon digre digmare de jin la pimba la de tomna gulon gugruwe. You would need the intention to benefit others. It wouldn't necessarily be black, because we all have self-cherishing. The Shimpen la Mena de Migewa Regamarwa. It wouldn't make it non-virtuous if you didn't have the thought to benefit others. So you're not necessarily having, you could create these causes without having the mind to benefit others. But in this context of looking at these things, you're looking at them because you're trying to ultimately attain liberation and Buddhahood, and therefore you're trying to get a basis, a physical basis, and I guess circumstances that help you accomplish that in the most powerful way. So then, because that's what you're wanting to do, then you do have a thought to benefit others. Take them off. Oh, got this one. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So then, as it says, you train in the causal actions, and then further, it is extremely essential to cleanse away the stains of black karmic debts and downfalls, so that having taken refuge and thought about cause and effect, then one sees that through various conditions you may create non-virtuous action under the power of afflictive emotion, under the power of familiarity, through many different conditions, non-virtue arises. So therefore you realize that you will accumulate it, so you determine to purify it through using the four opponent powers.
Familiarity, is that just like getting not thinking, just
Often through familiarity, I guess habitual kind of would be maybe a better. By habit, we just keep creating things.
He might be brought up that way in your family.
So generally, lo chunge kap de chim san nan la de dro tang de kum si wong yorwe. Most things come out of familiarity. And then the other thing about non-virtue is to realize that it can be purified, that you apply the four opponent powers and you purify it. There is no need to stay in a kind of continuous state of extreme regret.
Really? That's what we do.
That's like the 35 Buddha practices. Other ones like that.
The Donshak de Jemba de Nanshan Dues Sigdus. Yeah, there's something called general confession prayer. 35 Buddhas is one of the best practice Vajrasattva. Yeah, so you have four powers. So first being the regrets, thinking this was a non-virtuous action and it wasn't good to do it. Determination to turn away, that you're not going to repeat this kind of action. And then power of the basis, which is your refuge in bodhicitta. And so then the fourth is the actual antidote. So that's like, for example, the recitation of the names of the Buddha, Buddhas, or specifically like 35 Buddha practice, the Vajrasattva practice, recitation of mantras, recitations of sutras, for example, the Heart Sutra, meditation on emptiness, making prostrations, creating images of the Buddha's body, making offerings. So there are many examples of kind of antidotes. Okay. So this completes the initial being's practices. We're all right for time. How are we going?
Do you have to take any refuge specifically to get a benefit from 35 boys and the other antidotes?
Mix the Nyambo Dundu, Nyambo Gi Nyamlen Pena Dunshak Dandi Rig Dundu, Tambu Kyamro and Jiminji Chegores, the Pen Yu Drubwala, Kyamjo Mik. Camro mix of chego you. So in 35 Buddhas, for example, it begins with refuge.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking of the house, the five house vows is different.
So whether a person has five householder vows or not,
I'm confused about the refuge, whether someone takes refuge in
Or has vows, like five householder vows.
What does it take to say that you can say, I've taken refuge?
Oh, okay. The moran kyamro jewa dan genyen domba linya. The moran kibber yume hako mendos. The kyamro lens on the kandis hako re. So kyamro ches on kandis hako re. So in general for refuge, it's having this conviction or faith in one's own mind towards the objects of Buddhist refuge being the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Whereas taking vows as a householder, that's something you take from a lama, from a teacher. So then the taking of those vows does depend on your refuge, your conviction in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Sometimes there's this kind of term that gets talked about of vows of refuge. And some of the traditions use that term a lot, but refuge in itself does not require vows.
That's what you have here and here.
Yeah, it's your heart, your own.
But you take refuge with a lama, don't you?
Lama chik kyamru lingi yore.
There is a
tradition
of. There is a tradition in Tibetan tradition. There is some Tibetan tradition. There is, if you become Buddhist, maybe then you go to. Of course, if you have a faith in top of that, you ask to Lama and ask the vows.
Yeah.
Vows, and then he gives. Some transmission, so that transmission is is actually from household or work. There's only
there's a from the text that it relates to the vows of the householder. There's a part of it that's just the householder who merely takes refuge. The vows of a householder who merely in taking refuge, not the five vows. And so there's part of the text that they will use for that to give a transmission of refuge.
Doesn't depend on whether you've taken refuge in that traditional way.
That's a misunderstanding.
That path as being the only path, or can you take refuge on the basis of seeing the truth of the teachings whilst also seeing truth in other places too?
Okay. Kia ora, Leandu. Chu chikbu chewa gi ke lens an nan shin rues. Yenan de kia ora chena. The lam chulam jembala demba yus well morandi chuluk jembala chichena demba yures de kamdur chena chuluk jembala demba yures kilen tukruwe kamdur chena Morande, Gonda. No, I didn't do it very well. The Morande were the Gansu Kamdu Chedu. Nambichu Chibula Tingua Gigu Chigres. Kamdu Chena, the Chuluk Jembala Demba Yures, the Samba Gundu Chetu Grue. When you talk about accepting there are truth in other paths, are you talking about that you would then continue practicing many different paths with your refuge, or are you just talking about respecting other traditions?
Maybe a bit of both. So, like for me personally, I wouldn't say, okay, I want to take refuge and I'm also going to be a practicing Christian, or I'm going to have another religion as a main way of life. But say, you know, there are, like, I'm thinking of learning Qigong.
Right.
Qigong has got its own way of, you know, working with the mind and with the emotions and the body. And then there's my healing work as well, which has got its own kind of understanding of things. And then, you know, aspects of psychology are sometimes useful too. So can you bring all of that in whilst taking refuge in Buddhism? Or have you got to say, no, that is it. That is the only
refuge.
The only
okay.
thing that I'm going to use as my basis for growth.
Okay. Morandi kiamru lindu. Kiamru nyamdu de pena yishu chu nyamlinchewa samba de mani. Ye nang pena more chigong de gami di lukso da zubo dan sem gi drotan lung gi drotan drashe yu then inji la sem sin rigba gi de yorwa psychology dan de more minchu chewa de drashe yu more kiamdu chena de thabshi jemba la chena digre digmare. Yeah, those are all right. Those are fine. Well, there are no contradiction between refuge and, like, using psychology and healing and qigong.
What about even if it was a slightly different tradition, like, for instance, a teacher coming to the Buddhist centre at Stokes Valley from Spirit Rock, but she's had Hindu teachers and Buddhist teachers, so would you, you know, could... But I still feel like there might be some value I could get out of listening to some of what she has to say.
What was teaching concepts are saying?
I don't know. That's just as I will ask Gisela, but you're also saying you've got a. You're also talking about listening to a teaching as opposed to taking refuge.
But I'm just listening, and I'll take what I want out of it.
Yeah, dang, pena de hajanji stokes valley yongre de morang Hindu ye lama yoris nambi lama yina moran de yuba draman dragi lama yina nindu chi jina pengi yus samgado de kamro dange warwe. They're not contradictory to your refuge to listen to her and see what is a benefit.
Tradition. It's because the true essence is the essence of religion is the compassion. That is what.
And then your own said, Chulu Jambala, Nguba Chen and Kel Jambores.
Verse 10 to 4 now.
Okay. So it's just she won't live through you. Yeah, so we'll stop with some meditation on what we've talked about. Yeah, that's good.
Now we do meditation very much.
Meditation.
Yeah.
We try to remember what we talked about today.
Which button?